Okay, today's daf is Megillah Yerushalmi, daf Chaf Hei, 25, and we are a couple of lines up before the Mishnah on Chaf Dalet Amabei. So we just quoted the Chazal that many are familiar with from the last Gemara in the Bavli in Tainus, where L'Asalav HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a Machol with Tzadikim. He's going to make a circle with the Tzadikim, and he's going to be in the middle, and everybody's, all the Tzadikim are going to be pointing to Hashem Kaviyachol, saying the Pasuk of Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo, Megillah v'nispacha bishuasa. Here, the Gemara quoted a different pasuk, but same zeh, because we know zeh always means that you could point to it. It's a clarity of vision. V'zeh ma'isa menorah. You could point to the menorah. V'zeh ha'chodesh ha'zeh lachem. Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu points to the moon and says, kazera v'kadesh. B'neinu zeh sorer moreh. Zeh always means clarity. So here, there's the same word zeh that is quoted, but it's based on a different pasuk in Tehillim. The Mefarshim, the Bali Moser, point out that why dafka a circle of the tzaddikim? Because a circle, every point on the circle is equidistant from the midpoint. So all the tzaddikim are going to see in the future that they're no closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than any other tzaddik. And the tzaddikim are all equidistant. They just have different durachim in their avodas Hashem, but they are equidistant in terms of their avoda. Also on a circle, if you're missing any point on the circle, then the whole circle is not a circle, right? It falls apart. So everyone will realize that, you know, the other one's avoda is also needed and also important, right? And that's why the imagery is of a circle and the like. Okay, there's more to over there, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara now, Rabbi Chalba, Rabbi Chama, couple lines up. Bar Gurya b'shem Rav Chama bar Ukva b'shem Rav Yisra Charina Mishpacha u'mishpacha mikan l'mishmaros kahuna v'leviyah shiu b'teilin. You learn from here mishpacha u'mishpacha, family, that the families of Kohanim and Leviim, when they are, let's say it's Purim and they're doing the avod in the base of Mikdash, they have to be batel. This is the Gemara that also appears in the Bavli. Hakol mevatlin Talmud Torah b'nei Mikra Megillah mevatlin afilu avoda b'nei Mikra Megillah. Right, the Kohanim and the Leviim, Avat l'Avod, the Bikurim and the Megillah. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Bavli, Gimel Amud Aleph. Kohanim ba'avodasam, v'Leviim b'duchanam, v'Yisrael b'mamadam, kulam Avat l'Avodasam, u'ban l'shmo Mikra Megillah. That's the Bavli, and that's the Yerushalmi right here, that the Kohanim and the Leviim will be batel. A huge discussion in the Rishonim there. What does that mean, mevatlin? First of all, you're mevatel avoda. How long does it take to do the Megillah? Are you mevatel the avoda to do the Megillah? What, it's just like it's a very long way and they're going to have to ride their camels very far by the time they're going to come back? So Tosfos there says, V'kasha, my mevatelin, v'alo achar kriyesh habi shows lavoda. You'll do it when you get back. What do you mean, mevatelin, Talmud Torah b'nei Mikra Megillah? So Tosfos quotes, V'yesh lomar, tekiva demisheir ayom havizman avoda. Since once it's daytime, it's time for the avoda, and they're not doing the avoda until later, that's called a bittel. Right? That reflects the importance of Zriza Makdima L'mitzvahs. If you do something 2 hours after you're supposed to do it, that's still called bittel. Mevatlin Talmud Torah. Right, so that's Tosfos's first day. V'yom Torah v'yasu avodasa miyad. So why don't you split it up? Let some people do the avoda right now, and some people read the Megillah, and then flip. V'yishlomar detov likos amatzibur mishum davi tvei persumei nisa. Doing it all together is more persumei nisa. That's why you're going to do it all together. There is a daya in the Ritva. See in the Ritva there on Daf Gimel that says maybe mevatlin is even in a situation where you're not going to end up doing the avoda. You know, for some reason, if you read the Megillah, you're not going to be able to do the Avoda. Still Mevatlin. The Yesh Mefarshim, the Ritva quotes, Mevatlin Avodasan Legamre, Afilu Kishain Shows Bayom Lakzol Avodasan, Vachachabim Yecholon Lakar Doverman Atorah B'Shev Altase. Unbelievable. Chachabim could tell you to do this and be Oker the Avoda. This is Drabanan. This is Daraisa. Says the Ritva Veina Mechuver. I don't agree with that pshat. But that's a daya here in the Ritva. That's one discussion. The other discussion is in the Achronim. This was in the Rishonim. Why do you use the Lashon Mevatlin if you're going to do the Avoda afterwards? The other discussion is in the Achronim, and that is, why do you say Mevatlin? Is it Bittel Torah to read the Megillah? Right, that's Bittel Torah. You'd call that Bittel Torah? Okay, if I'm just going and doing nothing and wasting my time, that's Bittel Torah. But if I'm doing Megillah, is that called Bittel Torah? If I'm shaking a lulav, is that Bittel Torah? Right, so especially you might say Mikra Megillah, isn't that a form of Talmud Torah? right? Mevatlin the Talmud Torah b'nei Megillah. So this is a discussion. The base of Ephraim, Rav Avram Zal Margolis, one of the Achronim, he has a tshuva which other Achronim afterwards discuss that yeah, it's not Talmud Torah. It's a mitzvah's kriya. It's a mitzvah's kriya. The Beis Ephraim suggests. The Omer Ani quotes in Simin Samaches, Shekriyasa Eino Torah, Ra Kriyasa Zu Halelya, U Pirsume Nisa. Right, it's Pirsume Nisa, it's a mitzvah's kriya. But, Ukshikoran Ba Ein Ba Rak Mishab Kiya Mitzvah's Kriya, Shekriya Eina Kedela Hislamid. Rak Laman Yisapru Lebnei Mudar Acharon. It's praise, it's Shevach, it's Halel. Right, but Sheinke, right, it's not a form of Talmud Torah. So others argue, the Avnei Nezer in Aruch Chaim Tov Kuf Yud Zayin says, "V'gufat dvarim shekazav shem babes Ephraim lo amin sheyasu dvarav elu mipi oso tzadik." I don't believe he ever said it. There's no Talmud Torah level in Mikra Megillah. Fine, Netilas Lulav, there's no Talmud Torah, but you're reading Tanakh. You need to say that there's no Talmud Torah. V'im kein bechinam tarchu chazal bali hashasu medrash apir shekol divrei Megillah. Look at Maseches Megillah. Every pasuk is darshened. There's no Talmud Torah there. You look at those psukim, you think of the Ma'amari Chazal. So he is very strong, very strong against that. Others, argue, but some Achronim say, not as extreme as the Beis Ephraim. They'll say there's no Kiyum. But it's less Bi'iyun as I could be learning. Meaning I'm focused, it's going quicker. And, you know, Kriyas HaTorah. We're supposed to like be focused on what the Baal Kori is saying. But it's a little hard because he moves and we can't sit on it. So it's not as deep, qualitative learning as otherwise. So maybe that's the lashon of Mevatlin. Because if I'm not learning as well as I could be learning, that's also called Mevatlin. Mevatlin Torah Torah. Let's say I'm learning Torah, but I don't know. I have my phone right next to me. So whenever the phone beeps, I'll go to I'll look at the phone and check my whatever. So I'm learning, but it's not the same quality of learning as if I turned off my phone and put it to the side and had some time that the quality. So it's not Bittul Torah, but it could be used that Lashon. Okay. There's a lot there on that line. Those two topics. Again, why the Lashon of Bittul if you're going to do it later? And number two, why is it Bittul if it's Kriyas Sifrei HaKodesh? Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Mikan LeBeis Havad Shiyehe Bittul. Rabbi Chelbo says, you learn from here, that the Beis Havad, what's the Beis Havad? The Beis Havad is the Beis Medrash. Shir Bevatel, Talmud Torah, Mevnei Mikra Megillah. Right, not just Avoda. The first line of that we just spoke about is Mevatlan Avoda, Mevnei Mikra Megillah. So here the next line is Mevatlan Talmud Torah, right? Both of those appear in Megillah Daf Gimel, also in the Bavli. Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Beis Vat. Shimon ben Barba, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, V'zichram lo Yosef Mizaram. Their memory will never leave. Mikan shakavulu chachamim misechet. From here, from this pasuk, it's an allusion to the fact that Chazal created a misechta, misechet, to study from, so that not only the Torah shebichsav, but the Torah shebal peh continues forever. You see the Karban Eida shakavulu miseches b'fnei atzma sheyegu v'yilmudu ba tamid. And the Pnei Moshe Afilu Misaskin Bizikaron Talmud Torah Zichram Lo Yosef. So we're always Osek in it. There is a discussion in the Achronim. What does the word Mesechet mean? Where does it come from? Like Mesechta, we say Mesechta Megillah. What is Mesechta? What does that word mean? So there are a couple of suggestions in the Achronim. The Tosfos Yontif says maybe it's from the word Masuch, means to be diluted. Diluted, yeah, like a yayin masuch. So you dilute the wine, so the mesechtas are mixed with a lot of different things in every mesechta. The Sefer Chasidim quotes that it's milashon ariga shahatorah shebal pehu domelet semer upishtim. A mesechta, yeah, you weave together many different ideas. Right, it's another lashon to the loom. Sha'omlim va'argim ba'vananami neimel afi apshat mesechla nira osa kli shahaorig mashlichim achut shel shasi b'toch ha'arev v'chulu shelo yomer ha'adam kfar gama. And then that's two. Then is a sefer here ma hafi tarasecha. It's a sefer all about inyani siyum. So he quotes another idea that whenever you weave something, you can always add on to the another level, another layer. Another hem, right, to make it bigger. Let's say somebody grew, so you gotta add on a hem to the beged. So too, you think you learned something, you could always add on a layer. You could always add on another stitch in order to learn more. Also, I think I heard one shot from the word masecha, a mask, right? So when we learn something, we think we understand it until we go underneath. A masechet is a mask. We have to delve into it to really see and understand what it's all about. Okay. Says the next Mishnah, Hakol Ksheir and Likros as a Megillah. Everyone can read the Megillah. Chus b'cherishot v'katan, except for cherishot v'katan, right? These are lav b'nei chiyuv, and therefore they cannot be motzi others in the Megillah. What do you mean? The whole Megillah is derabanan, so why can't a katan, let's say a katan is chayiv derabanan, so why can't it be motzi a gadol? It's also derabanan. So the Rishonim have two ideas. Either a katan is not chayiv even midrabanan, right? Some Rishonim say that the mitzvah of chinuch is not on the katan. The katan is not chayiv in any mitzvahs. It's the father. It's the parent, maybe. Right? Machlokas Rishonim, mother. But at least the father has a chiyuv of chinuch. So the child has no chiyuv whatsoever. Right? So maybe he's not chayiv at all. So of course he can't be motzi others, even in a mitzvah derabanan. Or the other way that the Rishonim say, Tosfos, on Daf Yutes, that a child is a double derabanan. He's a derabanan person, and it's a derabanan mitzvah. Right? He's a gavra derabanan. He's not chayiv in anything midaraisa. That's a double derabanan. He can't be motzi somebody only as a one derabanan, who is a gavra, a gadol is a gavra daraisa, but he's only chayiv in the mitzvah derabanan. There's a mitzvah derabanan, so that's another way. Either, so why can't a katan be motzi a gadol? Either it's a zero trying to be motzi a one, or it's a one trying to be motzi a, or it's a two derabanan trying to be motzi a one derabanan. So therefore, that doesn't work. Hakol k'sherin, what does the hakol include? Women. Hakol k'sherin likros is a Megillah. That women can read the Megillah. Can a woman read Megillah for a man? Halachically, mitzad, not mitzad, the poskim quote, it might not be appropriate, but what about technically a woman for a man? Does the halacha works? That's a machlokas rishonim. The shita, the Bahag says that women cannot read Megillah for a man because a woman is chayef in the mitzvah to hear the Megillah, and the men are chayef to read the Megillah. What do you mean? Because the Gemara says that really, even though Megillah is a mitzvah, it's van grama, it's a time-bound mitzvah, it's one of the three exceptions. Afein hoyu, ba'oso hanes. Right? One of the three exceptions that they were also in the miracle. We're going to get to B'ezhev, the Yushalmi's lashon of that principle, B'ezhev on Amabes. We'll get back to. But the three, Dalet Kosos, Megillah, and Neiros Chanukah. So the question is, when the Gemara includes them, does that mean they're included exactly equal as men? Like many Rishonim say? The Bahag says no, they're included, but still different, right? And that's why a woman cannot be motzi a man. Different than Kiddush. By Kiddush, men and women have exactly the same chiyuv. And therefore, a woman, let's say a man, for some reason cannot make his own Kiddush, let's say his laryngitis, whatever. A woman can be motzi a man in Kiddush. They have the same chiyuv, halachically. I'm not suggesting that, but that's halachically. But Megillah, it is a halachic issue, because some Rishonim say that they have a different type of chiyuv. Okay, there's more about the chiyuv of women in Afin Hayu, but hopefully we'll get to at the end. Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir by a katan. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, based on the svara given, obviously a katan, not a three-year-old. Right? The Pnei Moshe says, higia l'chinuch. A katan who is old enough to be able to read the Megillah properly, so he can be machshir according to Rabbi Yehuda. He allows a katan. Why? So the Rishonim explain that a katan was also included, but also hades. He was also saved, the child, and therefore that's why dafka here a child could be included in Megillah. Ain karnas a Megillah. So now the Mishnah says, whenever you have a mitzvah to do something by day, then lechadchili should only do it after sunrise. But if you did it earlier, as long as it's after dawn, it's okay. So, ain't karnas a Megillah, you can't read the Megillah. Velo mulin and bris mila is only by day. Velo tovlin, and don't do tevila. What does tevila here mean? 2 days of the mefarshim. Either it means those that have to go to the mikvah by day. There are some times you have to go to the mikvah by day, a zava and a mitzora and others. Or some say this means that in the process of paraduma, you dip the azov into the paraduma water. So that is only by day. So velo molin, velo tovlin, velo mazin, and the hazaya of the paraduma drops onto the person who's tamei mace, all of that is only done by day. And a woman who is a, remember we spoke about a zava gadola a couple of weeks ago, but a woman who has some type of emission, again, not nida, a zava, she has one day emission, so she has to wait one day of nikiyim. 2 days, one day of nikiyim. 3 days, you need shiva nikiyim. But a shomeres yom kereged yom, also, she goes to the mikvah that day, she has to wait until the night, in order to be fully tar, she's a tful yom. Lo titva shetare tzachama. All these halachas should only be done during the day. The kulon also mishalom at a shachar yad kasher. And whoever if you did it after a shachar kasher. Some achronim. Some of there is an achron that says you have all the examples here, but things that are only done during the day. Mikra Megillah. Isn't Mikra Megillah also at night? So is there a suggestion, there is a daya that the Mikra Megillah at night was a later takana of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Later takana, during the days of the Mishnah, it says in the Megillah, v'hayam ma'ilot eskarman asim, it's only a din of Yom, it doesn't say twice. There's nowhere in Mishnayos where it talks about the Megillah reading at night. So some say, it was a later takana, that's a chiddush gadol. We generally most assume that, no, it gives us as an example, but it doesn't mean that it's only a daytime mitzvah, but it's an interesting, suggestion. Okay, we could talk about each of these, but we have the Gemara to do. Hakol k'sher l'gros ha-Megillah chos b'cheresh shot v'katan. So everyone can read the Megillah except the cheresh shot v'katan. So what's cheresh here? So usually cheresh means deaf mute, but it can't mean that here, because then you don't need the Mishnah to tell me that he can't read the Megillah. He can't talk. So the cheresh of the Mishnah must be talking about deaf, but not mute, right? So meaning the Mishnah is telling me that somebody who is deaf, who could read the Megillah, cannot hear the Megillah. So therefore, the Mishnah says he can't read the Megillah, meaning the Mishnah is holding that the din of hashma'a la'aznav is ma'akev, right? That you have to hear what you say is ma'akev. And that's why the Gemara says, Amar of Masna, Rabbi Yossi, our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yossi's opinion, because Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, elsewhere, it's quoted here in the second paragraph of Maseches Brachos, that if somebody says Kriyashma without hearing it, lo yatsa. Right? That's Rabbi Yossi Shita by Kriyashma. So the Gemara is suggesting, so our Mishnah must reflect Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yossi says it by Kriyashma, he also says it by Megillah. Amar Rabbi Yossi the Amora. Rabbi Yossi the Amora says now, Havidan Savrin Meimar, I might have thought to say, Ma Pligan Rabbi Yossi V'Rabbanan, what are Rabbi Yossi, and the Rabbanan, it means Rabbi Yehuda. That machlokas and Maseches Brachos, I might have thought that was by Bishma. That's only a machlokas by Kriyashma. Do you have to be Mashmiya La'azna? That's what I might have thought. The Kasa Beikud, it says there, Shema. Right? Shema, which is a Lashon of Mashmiya La'azna. You gotta hear it. Hashar Kalam Mitzvah Lo. But I would have thought maybe other mitzvahs of Kriya, there's no need for you to be Mashmiya La'azna. That's what I would have thought. Min ma, der Rav Masna, oh ma, der Rav Yossi. But the fact that the Rav Masna says that our mission is only Rav Yossi, hadam rehishma hishar kalam mitzvos. It must be that it applies to other mitzvos as well. Even though one's daraisa, one's darabanan here. Kriyashma is daraisa, and this is darabanan. So you might have said there's different requirements. No, we say Rav Yossi shita of hashma la'aznav is by all mitzvos. Interesting to think about, what's the lumdis? What's the svara? Why should you need mashmiya la'aznav? Is that a shir in dibur? That you're not talking. It's a mitzvah of kriya. I mean, if kriya is a mitzvah, why do I have to hear it? It's a mitzvah of dibur, not a mitzvah of hearing it. Right? So maybe the shmiya is a shir in the dibur. Right? You have to talk in a way that it can be heard. That if it can't be heard, that's not called dibur. Maybe that's called whisper. It's not called speech. Speech and whispering is different than the mitzvah of speech. Speech, by definition, is heard. Right? Mashmiya la aznav. Maybe that's one svara of why you might need Hashmiya or not, right? You might say that that's Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi. So this is first day of the Gemara. Well, my time with Rabbi Yossi, and what's Rabbi Yossi's source? V'ha'azanta l'mitzvosav, shmaznecha mashapicha medaber. Again, the parsha pshat of that pasuk is just, we should listen to Hashem's mitzvos, but we darshan. So that is all day number one of the Gemara. That our Mishnah reflects the sheets of Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi says elsewhere in Maseches Brachos, you have to hear, by mitzvahs kriya, you have to hear what you say, and therefore somebody who's deaf can't read the Megillah, because he can't hear it. Rav Chisda, now Rav Chisda argues, Rav Chisda Amar, leskan cheresh, really when it says the word cheresh in the Mishnah, it means a deaf mute. Why does it say cheresh here? It doesn't really, it's just thrown in, because whenever you say cheresh of the katan, you like say them all together, because they often go together, but really it means deaf mute, and don't take it so seriously here. And therefore our Mishnah doesn't have to be limited to Rabbi Yossi's opinion, as we'll see. I've shigras lashon imas nisa. Right, it's just thrown in derech agav. Recheresh means a full deaf mute, and the Mishnah can be Lukulei Alma, not Dafka, according to Rav Yossi. The Mishnah says nothing about Hashma La'aznav, according to this. Amar Rav Yosa. So now Rav Yosa says again, Rav Yosa the Amora, maybe, Mistavra, right, even though now we're getting back to, does Rav Yosi then say his Shita only by Kriyashma? Because our Mishnah is Zadariah. Our Mishnah is Zadariah then. If you're saying that Cheresh is Ladavka the Mishnah, our Mishnah is Zadariah that Rav Yosi says his Shita by Mikra Megillah, so maybe he only says it by Kriyashma, like we, our Havamina that we had before. So the Rav Yosa, the Amora says, maybe not. Mistavra Yoda Rav Chizda Bitrumos Didi Rav Yosi. Now, Mistama Rav Chizda agrees that even if you want to say, Rav Chizda, who just said that our Mishnah here in Megillah is not limited to Rav Yosi, because maybe Cheresh is Ladavka, but he, Lechora, would agree that the Mishnah in Shrumos is limited to Rav Yosi. Why? Because what meaning he would say that the Mishnah in Shrumos is limited? Why? Because the Mishnah in Shrumos, the first Mishnah in Shrumos, talks about who is allowed to be Mafrish Truma. Who can be Mafrish Truma? If I want to make a Shliach. Chamishalo Yitromu, the first Mishnah, Vimtarmu, Angel Mazan Truma. Who's on that list? Cheresh. Cheresh, Shota, Katan, Tar Mishena Shalo. The first Mishnah in Trumas talks about people who cannot be Mafrish Truma, and if they are, it doesn't work. So Cheresh, what's wrong? Why can't a Cheresh be Mafrish Truma? He can't make the Bracha. He can't make the Bracha. Really can't make the Bracha, and that's why, he was Tarim Ain Trumas or Truma. So, that's the first Mishnah. If you look in the second Mishnah, Cheresh Hamedaber Ve'eno Shomea Lo Yitrom Vimtarim Trumas or Truma. The first Mishnah is talking about a case of a deaf mute. The second Mishnah says a Cheresh that can talk but cannot hear, somebody who's just deaf, Trumas or Truma and B'dieved. Right? So he's in, the first Mishnah has five people who, if they're Torahim, it doesn't even work B'dieved. And then Mishnah Beis has a separate category of a Cheresh that could talk and not speak. Somebody who is deaf. So the Gemara says here that Rav Yosa, the Amora, says that Rav Chizda, who says that our Mishnah is not limited to Rav Yosi, Lachar, he would say that Mishnah is limited. Why? Let's see. Amar Rav Yosa Barbun, Al Karchachat Omar Tehid Rav Yosa. It must be. Why? Ditaninan Chamishte Kadmaisa, Velo Taninta Imhon. Because this first Mishnah, it has five people in the first Mishnah, Perak Al Mishnah Aleph. Why isn't the Cheresh Hamadab Ravina Shomea put with the, it should be six in the first Mishnah. Why is it only five? And this one is its own category? It must be there's a machlokes tanam about that one. Or else why would it be in its own category? And continue. Imishum she ain't trumas or truma. If you want to say, no, those are ain't trumas or truma. That's not true. That the first Mishnah is about those who are mafrich, and it's not a truma even with the Eved. While here, the deaf, but he could talk. It is Shumasa B'dieved. So, Ditanin Chamishta Achraisa. Velo Taninta Imhon. But what do you mean? Go a couple of Mishnahs later, and there's another list of five, which have Shumasa Truma B'dieved. It's not in that Mishnah either. Right? Mishnah Vav. Chamisha Leitroma Vimtamru. Shumasa Truma. Ilem Shikar. Arum Suma. So this halacha of deaf, but can't talk, is not on either list. Why not? The first list is people who are, it's ain't Shumas or Truma. The second list is Shumas or Truma. So put on one of those lists. It must be that it's a machlokas tanoim. And that's why the Mishnah only wanted to have the lists as Lukule Alma. Havisof chachmeim or Rabbi Yosa he. So it must be that Mishnah is, that perek. And Shumas is only according to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is the one that says, lechadchila yatmi mashmiya la aznav. B'dieved, it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda would say, you don't even need mashmiya la aznav lechadchila. Right? And that's why we say, even though Rav Chizda does not think our Mishnah has to be limited to Rav Yosi, but he would say the Mishnah in Shumas is limited to Rav Yosi. Meaning, like we said before, that Rav Yosi is not just a din in Kriyashma, but it's a din in other mitzvahs as well. Period. We continue. Rav Yehuda Machshir B'Katan. Rav Yehuda was Machshir by Katan. In the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda. Katan Ayisi V'Karita Lefnei Rabbi Tarfon B'Lud. You know, Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, I remember when I was a child and I read the Megillah in Lud in front of Rabbi Tarfon. So they said, doesn't that prove? Rabbi Yehuda, the one that's Machshir B'Katan. Rabbi Yehuda says, when I was a child, I read it. So Amru lo Katan Ayita, Venez Lakatan. You were a child. You can't trust what, maybe who knows whether you got the story right. right? The other Tanam said to Rabbi Yehuda, we can't. So I'm a Rabbi. So Rabbi says, what about this case? Maisa shekaratil of Rabbi Yehuda, Beusha. Rabbi says that I read the Megillah as a katan in front of Rabbi Yehusha. Instead of Rabbi Yehuda. Amrulo ain't zuraya. That's not a raya either. Why? Who shehu matir? You read it in front of the Tana that says it's allowed. That's not a raya that the other Tana would say that that's not halacha. Right? It's Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, that's not a raya either. Mikan ve'elich. So the question is how to understand this next line. From here now, nagu harabim lekrosa beisakneses. Mikan ve'elich. The rabim have the minhag to read it in the beisakneses. What does this line mean in this context? So the Karban Eidik is one shot. Bismana, you want to say maybe in the olden days some followed Rabbi Yehuda? Nowadays, the minhag is to read it in shul in public and kavarat sibur. There's no katan involved. Right? So that's one way to read the Gemara. The Rambam, the Ur Sameach, suggests that the Rambam has another pshat. Because the Rambam, have a Rambam in Megillah. The Ur Sameach suggests that the Rambam understands this line as meaning, well, nowadays, we read it in shul, and as long as you have a gadol reading it along with the katan doesn't ruin it. Like Birchas Kohanim. Right? We know the Neog is, if there's only one Kohen in shul, and he's 10 years old, he does not duchen. Right? A Kohen katan does not go up by himself to duchen. But if there's any other Kohen who's a gadol there, then he could go up, and he doesn't ruin it. Right? We don't say trei kali lo mishtami there. So the Rambam in Beis Zion, the Rambam says, and the question is where the Rambam gets this from. Beis Zion, the Rambam says, Hakoreis Megillah v'tabe kriyasa v'kara kriyam shubashas yasa v'shem adaktikim kriyasa. We had that a couple days ago. Karuhu shnayim afilu asara ke'echad yatsu akarin v'ashom min akarin. But the Gemara says this. Trei kali lo mishtami. If five people are reading the Megillah together, I'm still yotzei. Because it's beloved to me, I'm going to make sure to hear it properly. Trei kali lo mishtami doesn't apply here. Vikore osa gadol im hakatan va'afilu betzibur. Where does the Rambam get that line from? The katan can read it with the tzibur. Says the Ur Sameach, this Yerushalmi, because after the whole discussion of whether your katan can read it or not, he says we do a betzibur today. The Rambam understands that to mean because we do a betzibur anyway, and there are gadolim reading it, so the katan can read it also along. It's okay if he wants to do it to read it. That's the last line of this Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin. Beautiful. Good. That Ur Sameach is an Aleph Beis. Bar Kapara Amar, Tzorach Likros, Lefnei Nashim Lektanim. You have to read the Megillah for women and for children. Sha'af Osam, Hayu, Bisafik. That's the Lashon of the Yerushalmi for Afi Noi Boso Anes. There's a Machlokas Rishonim, Rashi, Rashbam, Tosfos. What does Afi Noi Boso Anes mean? Right? It doesn't mean that they were also part of the danger. They were also saved. Or does it mean that they were the protagonists of the story? Right? Esther Hamalka, the Nashim Zidkani Yosem Mitzrayim, and Yehudis by Chanukah. So some Rishonim say Afinoyu means that the women were the ones that brought the Nes. The Rishonim point out that the Yerushalmi's Lashon is like the first pshat. Besafik. They were Besafik Sakana. This is like the first pshat, and that's why they're included. Reb Shua ben Levi, Avad Kain. Reb Shua ben Levi used to do the following. Machnish benoi ubnei beisei. He got together his kids and his family. The Kari lo komein, he ran in front of them. He had a big family reading. So again, Afein Hoyub is a big topic. The Rishonim discuss, why don't we include Sukkah? Women are paturas from Sukkah. Why don't we say Afein Hoyub also on Ace by Sukkah? They were included in the miracle of the Anan Yaakovin. So Tosa has a couple of opinions. Just one opinion is, it only applies by Mrs. Durabanan, not by Mrs. Daraisa. Right? By the three, Dalet Kosos, Chanukah and Purim, Mrs. Durabanan. Right? Sukkah is a mitzvah Daraisa, so Afin Hayu was not strong enough, so to speak, to include women in a mitzvah Daraisa. There's others, Lechem Mishnah, the Rabbeinu Tam asks about, and others. But we continue. Eikar is a Megillah of Dei Sachama. Megillah is only up to Dei Sachama. Dechsev, Beyom Asher Sivru, Oyvei HaYehudim Lishlot Bahem. It's only during the day, and we darshan from here that it's only by Vaday day. Question exactly how you see from here the Netzachama. Some say this is teaching me the second half, that as long as you read it any time after Alos, it would be okay. V'lo molin d'chsiv u'bayom ha'shmini yimol basar alaso. Right, Mila's bayom. V'lo tovlin d'chsiv he's of the tava. Ma hazaya bayom af tevila bayom. Just like the hazaya of the paradum is only by day, so too the tevila. Minayin shazaya bayom d'chsiv he's a tarala tamei bayom hashlishi. Komu chuvi tevila tovlin k'darkan bayom. all those who are mechuyev in tefillah are tovel bayom. Those who have a chiyev to go to the mikvah, somebody who's tamei meis on day 7 goes to the mikvah by day. Right? Somebody who is a tumazav, tumazava, daytime, and then they're tul yom until the night. Except chutz from anida v'yoledes, nida and yoledes, as we know, a din daraisa. Anida and yoledes are only after 7 complete days. 7 complete days of nikiyim. Shein tovel es ela balayla. Special din daraisa. There is between nida and zava. Nida sha'avres mana. Tovel es b'yom b'yom balayla. Right. On a Torah level, a nida after day 7 could go to the mikvah, right? In the days of old, when we followed the din daraisa, not nowadays where everybody's considered a zava. But even an anida who has to be tovel after 7 days, what if she's going to the mikvah on day 8? She could go by day. Because the time's already done. Right? She's already finished 7 complete days. Drasha, Rabbi Chiya, Bar Ba, Litsuria, Nida, Sha'avar, Zmana, Tavela, Zbeba, Yom, Beba, Laila. That's, again, Taman Amrin, but over there in Bavel, they say, Afilu, Avar, Zmana, Lo, Bebde, Chabosu, Bede, Kalasa. And that's what we paskin, Zmana, Zeh. Even if Avar, Zmana, let's say Anita's going to the mikvah after day 7, but still she's only going at night, so it's not confusing for other family members that might see her go to the mikvah by day, and they might not realize that it's day 8. They might think it's day 7, and they will go on day 7. Right? This is called in the Bavli, Srach Bita. Srach Bita. Her daughter might see her and get confused. Here it says, the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, Chamosa and Kalasa. Interesting. Okay, Isha Achas, Mishal Beis Rabbi Oseinu. There was a woman from Beis Rabbi Oseinu. Rosa Tavaz Kadaka Bayom. They saw her go to the mikvah by day. Nomar Muveres Manhavis. Oh, it must be that it's after day 7. So I guess this story, I guess they were more chachamos. They realized, oh, she's going by day. It must be after day 7. Again, a very important halacha l'maisa. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Tzara Gadol. Let's say there are times when mikvahs, there's a mikvah. It's too dangerous to go at night. Or let's say there is a curfew. Somebody's living in a crazy time where there's a curfew that nobody could go out at night. So poskim would allow probably by day, not on day 7, but day 8 or so in Sarech Shasat Chak situations. Nida she, you know what? Let's stop by Nida she Nensa. So we'll talk about Kavana by Tfila. We'll stop there. We'll pick up with that next time.